it's also created some wonderful camaraderie amongst the vendors as they've got to know their little market neighbors. We've got, you know, people move around like, how can I move next to these people because they babysit my dog while I, you know, use the restroom or whatever, which is really a, you know, it's a fun thing. They've created like a little family now.
Spring is just around the corner, and with it comes the Downtown Hays Market. I'm Becky Kaiser, Hays Post and Eagle Radio News reporter, visiting with Executive Director Julie Ryder from the Downtown Hays Development Corporation on this episode of the Hays Post Podcast.
As I mentioned when we spoke last, the market does run 22 Saturdays from 7:30 to 11 a.m., begins Memorial Day weekend, May 25th, and it's going to run all the way to October 19th. That is rain or shine or cold, and we've been in, out in all of it.
Oh, yes.
So if you're a grower, crafter, it's a great opportunity to share your hard work and talents with the community. We'd really love to have you join us.
And how many years has the market been around now, Julie?
Our market's been around now for quite a while, since 2013. Over the years, we've developed a pretty good system. We've been fortunate to hire a wonderful market manager through the NextGen internship program each year. Really blessed this year to have Ben Domi coming back with us for a third season. The vendors absolutely just love him, and he does a great job with the market. So, you know, in order to have it run smoothly, we do have to follow some rules and regulations. So I want to cover those a little bit. We have a registration form that details all of our rules that each vendor is required to sign before they are allowed to sell at even one market. So first two pages of that detail how the market runs, what's expected. So we're kind of all in agreement. Don't have any vendors not following those rules. I think that does help create the wonderful environment we have there on Saturdays. And the last two pages of that are contact information, details about what you plan to sell at the market. So we'll also need a copy of your sales tax registration certificate from the state.
So get those things in order. I did not realize it. I've heard great things about Ben and what a super job he's done for the market. And I know everybody's glad to have him back. But I didn't realize that that was through the NextGen internship program.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
He's available.
But that, you know, it's wonderful for us as a nonprofit. We don't, there are certain times of the year, I always say it's kind of like a river. You see the rapids coming and, you know, when you've got a big event coming, you need extra support, but you don't need that the entire year. So it's fantastic that we can hire and fund that position through the NextGen internship program. And we're so grateful for that.
And he does a great job. Let's talk a little bit about, there is a fee for participating in the market, extremely reasonable.
Yes, it is. There is a $50 fee to register for the market, and that will allow you to come to all 22 markets the entire season. So very inexpensive when you calculate that out. We do also have an optional $50 reservation fee, and that allows you to have the same spot each week. You know, $50 registration, if you don't think you're going to make it to that many markets and you don't want to commit to the reserve spot, that's fine too. But many of our longtime vendors choose the option to have a reserve spot because it helps their customers know where to find them each week.
Sure.
So I think it's also created some wonderful camaraderie amongst the vendors as they've gotten to know their little market neighbors. We've got, you know, people move around like, how can I move next to these people because they babysit my dog while I, you know, use the restroom or whatever, which is really it's a fun thing. They've created like a little family now.
There is among the vendors, and I think among the, there are regulars that participate and come down to the market, and many of them bring their dogs. But there's also new people every week that come down for the first time.
Yep, new people every week. People even just stopping through Hays or driving through on a Saturday morning that heard that we have a market will come down and check it out. But I kind of like when the people bring their dogs down. One of the projects I want to work on this year is to get a little fountain down there that the dog, we can have some dog watering too. So
that's
something
idea.
The board's talked about. So that's one of the things I hope to get there this year. So
absolutely. And then there's also a couple of programs that the market vendors are able to participate in that help people participate, the buyers participate.
That's right. For a few years now, our market's been able to accept SNAP payments. That's a supplemental nutrition assistance program. That's, you know, you normally would have to go to a larger Dillon's or Walmart or something to purchase your produce. But we're set up now that we can accept that. So customers can come down and use their EBT card to purchase tokens. And then they can use those with the vendors to purchase eligible items. And that's produce, meat, eggs, honey, baked goods, jellies, dairy. There's kind of a list of things that they can purchase with that SNAP. Then we're also participating in the Double Up Food Bucks program that's run through the state. So customers can match their SNAP purchase up to $25 and receive Double Up Food Bucks tokens. Those can be used only on fruits, vegetables, and seed packets. So, you know, if you get those free tokens with your $25 EBT SNAP purchase, then you reserve those purple tokens for your fruits and vegetables, and you can buy some of the other, the meat and the eggs and things with your SNAP tokens. So vendors who are eligible, sell eligible products, can sign up with us to accept those forms of payment. They don't have to if they don't want to, but if they're eligible, they can.
Is there a price or fee to do that, Julie?
Mm-mm. They just sign up. They just sign on the form so that they understand how the program works. So then when they accept those tokens from a customer as payment, they turn them back into us. And once a month, we go through a big reporting process because this is funded through the state. It's a grant program through the state. So we go through that process to get them reimbursed.
I did not realize that part of the Double Up Food Bucks program includes seed packets. What a great idea.
Yeah, it's the fruit and vegetables seed packets just on that end of it. But yeah, so limited on there, but that's really nice. I keep thinking we want to encourage more people to start growing.
Yes, absolutely. And that would be one great way to do that. Who's actually eligible for that? SNAP people are pretty much set in those who are eligible, but Double Up Food Bucks, who can qualify?
Those are just the people that have the EBT card.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. So it's the same group.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because they actually have to purchase SNAP before they can get the Double Up. They have, if they have to purchase $25 in SNAP before they can get that $25 in Double Up. If they purchase 50 in SNAP, they still can just get 25 in Double Up. That's
hence
their match
the name
for the
Double
day.
Up.
Correct. Yes.
Gotcha. Yep. And isn't that great, the absolute freshness of everything that is eligible for
these
programs?
It's wonderful that they can come down there and they have that option.
So how many vendors do you usually have per year, Julie?
Last year we had 63 vendors signed up.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm.
We have 22 reserve spots underneath the pavilion, and then we have several, so they've reserved their spot even along the curb now. We've got Swati's Produce and Bakery's always there. Scorchstone Farm is a new one that came to us last year, and they're signed up again this year. So the kind of the truck and trailer operations that come in from other communities even to be with us. And we've got a new vendor, I believe, that I spoke with yesterday that's coming too. So
wonderful. And as you mentioned, there are vendors that come from little ways outside of Hayes to participate.
Yes, we've got some that drive 80 miles to come see us on a Saturday morning. So, and it's wonderful to have them. They get up bright and early. Well, it's not even bright yet. It's dark when they get up and have days.
Absolutely. So you have had people already calling and wanting the information and
yes, we've got over 25 registered already, but we just had so many new people calling to say, how do I go about this? I want to know. So it's a real simple process, but I thought, if we go over it today, all the forms can be found on our website, downtownhayes.com. That's under the events tab, and then our market page is there. Everything's detailed. There's even a link to get your sales tax registration certificate if you don't already have one. It tells everything about it. And then we'll start adding those vendors on that page as well, so you'll know who's going to be there. And we note who accepts SNAP and Double Up, so even the shoppers can come and they'll know exactly who's going to be there. So.
And I know, and probably Ben is responsible for this, Ben Domi, on the Saturdays of the market, that there's on your Facebook page, there's, attention, we're about to open and we're open now.
Yes, he does a great job. He does a great job getting wonderful photos. He's a great photographer.
Yes.
So he gets good photos of everything that's available. And we do encourage our vendors to share that on their individual business pages as well, because I think that that's really helped to spread the word. People who follow a certain crafter or produce vendor, it kind of spreads the word about everything that's going on and what all is available. So it's helped to create a good crowd down at the market on Saturdays.
And you mentioned since 2013 the market's been in place, and in recent years you just obviously celebrated the 10th year, but there's been a lot of accolades for the market as well, about, and Hayes has kind of been awarded and recognized for being so fantastic.
Yes, we did have a little to People's Choice Award last year from the American Farmers Coalition and Farmland Trust, and then we also got the Best of the Best in Hayes for Community event. So for the Hayes,
we talk about these opportunities and the prices for participating, and it is a heck of a deal. There are other markets around. We're going to say they're probably not as good as Hayes, but we definitely know they're a little bit more expensive than Hayes.
There are some, and there are some that maybe don't have any cost to them, but there aren't a lot of rules that go with those either, and everybody's just sort of allowed to bring whatever they want. And I think that we've created a good environment because it keeps everybody sort of in alignment with what our rules and regulations are, and there's just no risk of somebody coming in and one, you know, as they say, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. So we try to keep everything running smoothly. And so far it's going well.
And the people who are patronizing it, they know what to expect from
absolutely,
too,
absolutely. So. Yeah, it's.
One other thought, of course, we just talked about the spring weather teasing us a little bit. But as we, you know, this is 22 weeks. So obviously, particularly when it comes to produce, those availabilities of different products are going to change throughout this timeline.
They are. And, you know, I'm not even real familiar with exactly what gets grown, but we have, you know, some of our vendors have greenhouse capacity. And so they're growing a lot of different things. So everybody grows something different. Some people grow a whole lot more things than others. So it's a great time to just come check out the markets.
And you need to do that every week.
Absolutely. Every week. You never know what you're going to find.